In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello there, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. My name is Kevin, and it is good to be with you all today, and I hope that whenever you are listening to this, wherever you are listening to this, I hope that it finds you doing well. Well, today our scripture reading continues to take us through the book of Ephesians, and before we get to that, I want to just remind you that, you know, one of the things we're doing differently this season in Common Prayer is we're actually following a lectionary, which is kind of a fancy word for just a Bible reading plan, and you can actually track along with us. We have the reading plan together at cpc.org/spiritualformation. You know, each day the reading plan consists of a few psalms, a few texts from the Old Testament, a few texts from the New Testament, and then each day as a Common Prayer team, we select one of these texts to be our kind of our meditation, our prayer together, and so that's the one that we use. And you know, one of the reasons we are doing this is it offers an opportunity for us to submit to a greater community. You know, this sort of lectionary, this sort of Bible reading plan is laid out across, and people all over the world follow these sorts of reading plans, and so it's a subtle way in which we continue to submit to that communal aspect of prayer. So we would love to invite you to do that, to follow along with us. If you're looking for some way to engage the scriptures, that's a great way to do that. You know, before we begin our scripture reading, one of the other new things we're doing this season is we're beginning our time in silence. And, you know, one of the reasons we begin our time in silence is we want to be able to center slowing down and quieting our own souls before God. You know, too often we just rush into prayer with our own voices, and what happens when we do that so frequently is it centers ourselves opposed to this relationship with God at the heart of prayer. So by beginning in silence, we allow our voice to actually become second and God's voice to become first. So with that in mind, let's just take about a minute or so in prayer, and then after that, I'll actually break the silence with the reading of scripture for today. So let's go ahead and maybe take a deep breath, and let's just spend a moment in the quiet. Our scripture reading for today comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 through 22. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. you know, Paul's words in Ephesians 2, there's this kind of natural progression to it. You know, in the beginning half, as we learned the other day, that, you know, Paul talks about being made alive in Christ, that this idea of Jesus, the work of Jesus being this reconciliation, begins with the vertical. It begins with us being made alive as the people of God in relationship to Christ. And so he speaks of being dead in our transgressions and sins and yet coming back to new life. But what I think is so masterful about this text is that Paul actually progresses through then this vertical relationship, and it profoundly impacts the horizontal reconciliation. Right. Notice that it shifts again from the vertical to the horizontal. And as we listen to that text, notice the profound emphasis placed on the community that's formed out of that reconciliation. You know, it is this image of Jesus forming this new humanity. And it's comprised not based on any of those dividing walls that we place up, be it class, be it wealth, be it success, be it power or fame or beauty, but rather it is built and comprised under the lordship of Christ. And I think it's just this profoundly beautiful image. And it says right at the beginning, right in verse 14, "For he himself is our peace." I've been thinking a lot about that in this kind of season we're in, this idea of peace and where this comes from, and how often the things that have been stripped from us, the rhythms of life, the opportunities to continue to excel in our workspaces, excel socially, all those things, as they have been muddied, I have been searching and longing for a peace outside of Jesus. And in some ways, I keep coming back, and my heart keeps coming back by the grace of God to this reality that we are a part of this new humanity that God is creating. And, you know, quite frankly, our world has been torn so frequently in the past few months, in the past few years, and all too common by these dividing walls of hostility, be it political differences, be it racial tensions, be it whatever it is that we place in that center. It destroys us. It rips us apart. But even if we back up one more verse into verse 13, Paul says this, is, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ." You see, it is this movement of Jesus' sacrifice, of his laying down his life, that reconciles these horizontal relationships. For he himself is our peace. For Jesus himself is our peace. And then towards the end of this text, he uses this fascinating image. He says, "In him," meaning Jesus, "the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord." Now, you have to resist the temptation to read this individualistically, right? He's talking about this new humanity. He's talking about this people of God thing. And he uses this imagery of the holy temple. Now, what we have to understand is in the Old Testament, the temple was representative of God's presence on earth. And in kind of a different way to say that is it was the space in which heaven and earth overlapped. It was the very presence of God on earth was this holy temple. And Paul says that as you submit yourself to this lordship, as you build your life around this peace of God that comes through the blood of Christ, who comes through the work of Jesus, he says, you are becoming this holy temple in verse 22. "And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." As we lean in to Jesus's peace, Jesus as our peace, what comes of that is this new humanity that becomes the dwelling place of God on earth. Church, I don't know what it is that's plaguing you right now. I don't know what it is that is continuing to put up, construct these dividing walls of hostility between your vertical relationships with others. But may I suggest that we lean in to Jesus, who is our peace, so that we as the body of Christ slowly become this overlap of heaven and earth, where people recognize that the dwelling place of God is with us. And so I hope that this then becomes our prayer for today, but also our prayer moving forward, that wherever it is you feel that tension, you feel those dividing walls, you feel the pain and the sting of this moment, may you recognize that Jesus, he himself, is our peace. So I want to begin our meditation or prayer today with just that thought. So I invite you to settle into your chair. Again, we've already taken a moment in silence, but I want you to take a moment, and maybe it's just a breath prayer to remind yourself that God's presence is here by just following the cadence of your breath and just saying, Lord, I am here, and so are you. And as you take that deep breath, I want you to allow the presence of God to be felt in the moment, wherever it is you are. Whether you're walking around the neighborhood, whether you're on your couch before the sun's come up, or maybe outside on a patio as the sun's going down. And I want you just to think through these words, for he himself is our peace. Not your abilities, not your accomplishments, not what you can do on your own, but he himself is our peace. I want you to take a moment, and I want you to think through, and whatever the Holy Spirit brings to your mind, that you have these walls of hostility, the ways in which our world are divided. I want you to allow those things to rise to the surface as the Holy Spirit brings them. And just hold them before Jesus and say, he himself, you are our peace. Now I want you to consider and allow the Holy Spirit to highlight maybe the ways that you've contributed to that brokenness. And ask forgiveness for those things. Now, as we close, I want you to consider those final words of our text, that in him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by the Holy Spirit. I want you to spend a moment in gratitude for the community of faith, for the believers around us, and in our community who are united by Jesus, our peace, and are becoming that overlap of heaven and earth. Just spend a moment in gratitude with God. Now let me close with our prayer for today. Heavenly Father, in you we live and move and have our being. And we humbly pray you to guide and to govern us by your Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget you, but we may remember that we are walking in your sight through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.